Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another wonderful BBS radio show. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll be going to the Lightship around a quarter tail here. So hopefully you can think of a healing that you might need when healing naturally. And the date today is October 7th, 2017. So I'm going to clear the date. And here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And naturally again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And next, let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen. So here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, we'll help to clear that also for you. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up our co-host, Ann. So are you ready to go, Ann?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Good evening. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron Ametron is our host, and it's Saturday night, therefore it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. It's a wonderful show to listen to live. However, if you're in our future and listening to an archive, that isn't a reason to be discouraged. Keep listening, and for the time, it'll be a short time we're on the Lightship, you will receive wonderful peace energy from Source. So if you're not familiar with Ron, you're in for a wonderful treat tonight, full of information and discussions and potentially some sample healings. You can learn more about Ron and the healings he does on creationlightship.com. You can contact us by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's CLS, which is short for Creation Lightship, at yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. And I have a couple of announcements, but before we do, Ron has, and I have some emails to cover as well, but Ron has asked that we discuss tonight peace. I would say peace slash the new earth, and that we were wondering if people would please send in what types of things bring them out of peace on this planet and in our lives, and what do you do when you get taken out of peace to be put back into peace, as far as which healings you use and how you use them. We talk about that a lot, and it always enriches everyone else's experience when they hear what healings people are doing and how they're doing them. So, meantime, so if we'd love to hear from people, you can also send us your requests for rooms you might like to visit on the Lightship tonight, which are anything of nature that you'd like to experience the pure divine energy of. So we look forward to the usual lovely requests we get for rooms to visit. And at the end of the month, the last weekend of the month, actually, Ron will be at the New Life Expo in New York City, where he, among other things, will be setting up a light infusion healing chamber where you can receive source energy healings at 10-minute intervals. And if you cannot go to New York, if you can, if you're in that area, I suggest that you go because you'll really enjoy meeting Ron and seeing his booth and the light chamber and everything. But if you can't go and would like to receive that energy, you can make a $100 donation to Ron and send him your picture via email. And that has to be in by October 22nd. And it's the New Life Expo. All the information about that is online. So if you could go, just go ahead and look that up. And let's see. Oh, and today was the 3-hour ascension healing call, and tomorrow is a 7-hour healing call, which you may still join. All the information about tomorrow is on Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship@yahoo.com. You don't actually even need to be available to be on the phone all day. You may be a registered absentee. As long as you sign up and pay for the call, you will receive all the benefits, all the healings. You can charge some water on your own at home. And if you're going to do that and you're brand new and you need a little help or information, just send an email and someone will get back to you tonight with any details you might need. And we actually got an email, Ron, about the call today. And let me just open that one up. It was fantastic. I know I really enjoyed myself. Okay, thank you, Ron, for the wonderful ascension call today. I really appreciated the bone density clearing, the amber blood, going into the centrifuge room, the Merkaba activation, as well as the water charging. So you did do a lot of really fun stuff today, Ron.
Yep.
And I guess you don't necessarily plan all of that. You're kind of checking people's energy who come on the call and decide what healings you want to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, everything's in the moment. That's correct, yeah.
Right. So, it was really really a wonderful call today, so thank you so much. So, more room requests, great. I'm looking through some emails to see if anybody has any ideas yet. Okay. So, things that... Oh, I also wanted to say, Ron, you know, if you could, I know we keep talking about this, but it's so important, and I think some people don't realize, we don't realize that we get mental, and we're not at peace, and we're not on the new earth. And one listener commented, I'm waiting for the new earth, and I just want to make sure that everyone listening understands that. Could you go over that for all of us again, Ron?
Yeah, well, the new Earth energy is here, and that's only you can only go to that if you have had clearings to clean out your body, so your body can go there. Your spirit's already there, but your body, if you wish to bring your body there as you do clearings, remember, the clearing that you're doing is for your body. It also helps your spirit, but your spirit is basically already there. A lot of times your spirit's not even in your body. So it may not be that contaminated. So if it is contaminated, then it would go into quarantine and then go to the new earth. But basically, your spirit resides in the now. The new earth is in the now. And if you wish to join your spirit and the new earth, then you need to have clearings to get rid of your density so you're able to go there. And from there, when you're there, you're in the now. And everything around you may look a little different, may look more three-dimensional, as opposed to just, you know, like maybe, you know, real, real flat and hazy and out of registration somewhat, because it's just strictly a copy and paste of what it's supposed to be like. But the aliens have copied and pasted this Earth so many times that a lot of times, you know, maybe some of the densities, the fog that you see on a hazy day or something is not because of the atmosphere doing that. It's because maybe they're copy and pasted program that they're dropping in here just isn't enough quality. They lost pixels. So the new Earth is where you go to, and you can go there naturally, you know, when you do the mind to heart drop. And you're going there according to how much densities you released out of your body. So it's the same process now as it was when Jesus walked the earth. He was here healing people from these densities. And it's the same thing now, just that back then it was much easier and people had far less stuff to deal with. But they still had mind control, and that's why very few of them, if any, will say ascended. So they're still hooked up to the aliens. This time around, we got a lot more horsepower and a lot more, say, information, and I'm able to deal with these energies, head on. Where before it was like, what's happening here, and it wasn't really understood by the light ship because they don't look for problems, and they're always on the, defensive. This time around, we're actually going from that stage of being on the defensive to be more active to get rid of these things that are harming everybody, which are the aliens. So that's the whole thing. They steal, your body parts, your body, your spirit, we can call it your soul if you wish. Remember, they gave you the soul because that's corrupted. And your spirit really isn't. So I always use the word spirit. But your soul was with your soul family, and your soul has all this negativity brought into it to experience. And that comes from the DNA of your body. So basically, to go to the new earth, saying that over again, if you want to experience that, you need to clean out your body to allow you to go there. Remember, light does not know darkness. So if you were to go to the new earth in darkness, you wouldn't even get there. It doesn't know it. It wouldn't resonate with you. So back to you.
It's a wonderful thought, too, that there will be no there are no aliens, there are no entities there. That's very freeing. Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, somebody wrote in, and I have to say this might be, number one, we'll start a little bit of the talking about what takes us out of peace, and someone wrote in, pain in my body takes me out of peace. And they do the entity removals, the Be Here Now, and the Stopping Time video to go back into peace.
Very good.
And on the subject of entities, of course, that's always a good idea. But also, if you don't know what's happening, if you don't, if you think, why is the energy wrong here, and it's nothing that you know what happened, it's probably entities. Okay. Someone else wrote in, peace breakers, suburban life of neighbors with noisy machines like lawnmowers and leaf blasters, busy roads, loud motorbikes, people being with friends and family, and most of all, my mind not being present. Blessings to you, Ron.
Thank you.
So some other things that can cause us to lose our peace, of course, pain, as the one listener mentioned, but really any body issues because it's so distracting, right? It's where we live, and if something's wrong or bothering you or worrying you, that's definitely taking your peace. And Ron has a lot of healings that deal with the physical body, starting with the death barcode is a really good healing to do very early on, and as is the body jumpstart that you can get for a three-month period if there's something going on with you. People really like that healing and get a lot out of it. Anything else you want to talk about, Ron, or add to if people are having body issues, pain, sensations, whatever it is?
Well, entities are the main reason that you probably have something. You know, after you have it, you know, the entities will come in. So you may want to do timeline crashes. That's your most effective Band-Aid tool to do is timeline crashing. And then from there, you may want to see, you know, if your parents or grandparents had pain in that same location. And then you may want to, you know, do a seven generational clearing on that. So, you know, it's, you do want to probably first do, you know, the whole lifetime one for your initial pain in that location. And then maybe even get the unlimited and keep that up. That way you're working in the now with that energy. And then go into your past, which is your parents and grandparents, and maybe do the seven generational clearing for the one that you're using now to get rid of your current situation. And just see, you know, like the pain body, the other ones too, and try to figure out what body is contaminated causing it. It may not be, you know, what you think it is. You know, maybe your fear body is contaminated, causing you to have pain. So back to you.
Right, right. Okay. Somebody wrote in, if you're out in nature and come across poisonous or dangerous animals or insects, that can take you out of your peace. Those are probably things that shouldn't even be on the planet, right, Ron? Oh, and
that's
but
correct,
would
yeah.
they be on the new Earth? No, right? So that if you ran into something that's not supposed to be here, you're probably not on the new Earth.
Yep, and that only shows you that you are not on the new Earth because you're seeing that. That's a really good validation to know where you are. You have problems, situations, and you're in the matrix on the fabricated Earth. If you're very peaceful, then you're probably going to be in the new Earth. But none of that duality stuff exists. And the mind control, implants, etc.
Right. And you've said before, Ron, and I try to remember this, if something gets to you like that, you can say, wow, thank you. Little bug or whatever, I need to get back into peace. So thank you for that. Or anything that you could almost think of all of it like that. Someone wrote, hi, listening to Ron on the archives gets me back into peace. Thanks for all you do. That's very nice. We were just talking about that recently, that it's always a good idea to listen to Ron and listen to archives and his lectures on YouTube. And, Ron, someone has a question. You're going to be doing lectures again when you're in, I believe, too, when you're in New York City at the New Life Expo. Will you have that option for us to listen via the phone as you did at the last expo?
Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
Yeah, I think people really enjoy that, Ron, if you can. So we'll keep you informed about that. I believe the cost was $20 last time, but we'll also let you know about that. And then you'll, you know, of course, send an email, and it'll be like the live healing calls. You'll call a phone number and with a PIN number and be connected. Okay. So somebody else wrote in, people who tell you negative things, or just directly curse you. The other day, my neighbor did a pretend shoot at me three times. I know exactly what they mean, like someone holding up their fingers like a gun and shooting. That's a pretty direct curse, right, Ron?
Yeah, so you would probably need to find out what you did to that person to make them be upset with you. So you need to look at that. And then from there, do timeline crashing on it so that your neighbor is now taking off of the timeline where they're thinking these thoughts about you because he's on it or she's on it because of that. So you need to get rid of the timeline. And then after that, you definitely need to change your psychic billboard because it's already, you know, manifested. And this, you know, for the person to do something to show some kind of aggression towards you. So it looks like your billboard could be used to help you out.
So oh, that's a great suggestion. Really great. Okay, another email. Dealing with family breaks my peace. What is better to get back into peace, the soul family disconnect or the dark side practitioner clearing?
Well, they're two different clearings, and they could both be used. Your soul family members can come into your body, and you could set yourself up for a situation because they want you to, and naturally because you've had similar situations, you could volunteer that you want to do it again. That's what your spirit does, and then it sets up all the people around you physically to give you a problem. And so that's how your spirit works that way. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like a very good spirit at that point, but that's kind of how it works, that something has to bring it into your realm of experience. So your spirit does that with these spiritual contracts, thinking that it's helping you. And on the surface, I guess it could help you because you're re-experiencing something over and over again because the soul family members maybe are afraid to do it or chicken or something. So you say, I can do that. But it could get off into something that's really awful, like a car accident where you break your arm or have a problem where you're messed up for life because one of your other soul family members kind of chickened out and wanted the experience, but you raised your hand and said, yeah, I'll volunteer for that. I've been in a car accident. And all of a sudden, all the soul family members, after you break your arm, come into your body and they go, oh, now I know what this is like. Well, this is great. Thank you so much. And then they leave. And you're stuck holding the bag in situations or whatever has gone on with you. And it's very possible that the soul family members were the ones that were involved with you in that accident. So, you know, and that's what the dark side does. Because the dark side will, in a sense, connect with your spirit some way, somehow, and tell your spirit that, yeah, you need to experience this to move forward through what you don't know about. And that's why people think their spirits are dumb. And they're not really dumb. It's just that they don't know exactly what light is because they've been away from light for so long. So anyway, that's what happens. And it's one of those sad things, you know, that happens to people. Then they get set up and wonder why it even happened. Because normally when you have something like that going on, normally you've already dealt with that situation over and over and over again, and you know it quite well, which makes you an authority and an expert at it. And so your soul family says, oh, we haven't completed this this book of challenges here. We got to get this done here. And you go, oh, yeah, no problem. I've been working on this thing my whole life. I'll do this for you. And you can all watch and experience what I'm going through. And then we all know, remember, it's sort of like that mass mind situation thing, you know, that the aliens have, their hybrid mass mind connections so they can get the information downloaded instantly. And so we kind of have that here in a sense. But, you know, getting back to peace, you know, if you don't have or see yourself family members, then and it's getting, you know, near the end of the year, we'll say, and you're going to be having your typical maybe Thanksgiving and Christmas with these people, and you may not even like them. Or maybe, you know, you never thought about them, and now you look at their situations and what they're bringing to you with the negativity, and you may not even like that, so you may not even want to go. And that's okay, too, even though everybody could be upset with you. So, you know, you can, in a sense, you know, divorce your parents if you wanted to and your family members, and that way you could stay in peace. So, and if you're going to one of those situations at the end of the year here and you get upset, you get angry, maybe you get fear, anxiety, well, then you're now a choice. You know that it's harming you. So you're a choice now to say, I don't want to do this. And just tell me you don't want to come. You know, it's up to you to protect yourself, your body, and your spirit. So, you know, maybe these people are all connected into some dark arts, which you don't know about, and they hit you all the time with it because they want to try to steal your spirit, your soul out of your body. And all of a sudden you're involved with them just because you think you have to come there, and you really may not have to come at all. So it's up to you. How empowered are you to say no? Anyway, that's the bottom line there. And if you only see the people once or twice a year, and then this is the time that they're able to get even with you or cause you harm, you know, why go to it? But that's, you know, your own decision. So, back to you.
Yes, Ron, thank you. And I really laughed when you said people sometimes think their spirits are dumb because it really reminded me that I know people listening are at peace, or it's their number one priority and desire to be at peace all the time, even when you do have to work and think, you know, you're hopefully keeping one hand tightly to peace. But if people don't understand, you can't even talk to people about that because it's viewed as weak. They probably think you're crazy or either religious or new age, and so it's a completely worthwhile plan to stay in peace and have that be your desire, but you're not going to get supported outside of our, you know, BBS community where we talk about these things and doing the healings on Ron's website.
Yeah, that's more than likely true, and you know, trying to convert them into something that they know nothing about is another, you know, situation or problem that you could be having, too. So, you know, just don't. Just know that you got it and they didn't, and that's the way it goes, you know?
Right. Someone wrote, any thoughts at all? Take me out of peace. Mind to heart drop until I am floating in peace again. It is true that once you experience peace, connection to source and the new earth, you want to stay there. And you do start to learn more quickly, oops, this isn't right. This doesn't feel good. Okay, here's someone wrote in about just what you were talking about, Ron, peace. What takes me out of peace? One thing is watching and listening to my parents run their programs. When I visit them, I run on my iPad the Be Here Now for them, and I turn up Ron's YouTube music of the 12 source energies. I do a lot of the mind-to-heart drop. Visits are, for the most part, quiet, calm, and peaceful. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
Well, that's true. You know, people will be affected. You're better off not telling them, but just doing something like this listener is describing, and you will calm the area. Okay. Okay, in the past, the alien energetic negative object clearing. In the past, I heard this was for, like, knives in your body. Could this clearing remove pins and shackles and such? On another show, there was a mention of objects that had darkness in it. Is this a whole life clearing? I believe it is, yes. Let me just check that. So, alien energetic negative object clearing. I don't know if that's exactly a healing. Let me check. Does that sound like a whole life healing, Ron? I'm going to look up alien here, and we will see.
It might be in one of those bundles, maybe, with, you know, maybe, I don't know if the skin or protection would have something to do with that. I just don't know. Maybe some listeners out there can give us a hand with that.
Right. You could certainly put that in there because the skin auric is, well, it's a wonderful clearing and has many options, but then at the bottom it has, you can write in your own specific request for what you want worked on. Let me look up negative object. I feel like it's familiar, but I have not done that one. So I just want to remind people that soon, I guess at quarter of the hour, we'll go to the light ship. And, is this our first show in the month of October? Or did we do birth last? Yes,
nope.
It is. So we'll
this
be doing birth.
Yeah, so we'll have our birthday, huh?
Yeah, that's so nice. And just to remind everyone, well, and you might be a new listener, what you want to do is be prepared for the trip to the light ship. You want to ask for one physical issue you want worked on by the light beings and either write that down and, you know, have it on or near your body, or be ready to say it out loud so the light beings know what you'd like worked on. Okay, so let me see. Energetic negative objects removal, it's called. And it is a whole life healing. And I know people have written in about that before, so maybe if anyone listening has done that, they could write in and let us know how they used it, what they used it for, so that can help this person. So, do you recall, Ron, exactly what you created that for? As this listener saying, it removes things like knives in your bodies, would it also remove pins and shackles? Ron? Ron, are you there? Okay, I don't know what happened.
Huh, I'm not sure.
Okay, I guess we lost Ron for the moment. So I will, let's see, what will I talk about? I know one thing I wanted to talk about is... one person had a question today. They were on the Ascension call, and they had a question about the water charging. And Ron will say...
Okay, I'm back again here. So,
hi,
yeah,
okay.
It could work about 10%. Now, an explanation of that is, you know that you have this around your neck, we'll say, the shackle. You can feel it there, sense it there, know the energy is there, then you could probably get it off of you. It's not the same as having, one of the calls that I do. Okay? If you don't know that it's there, it probably won't work. Because the healing is designed for something that you know about, so you're actually trying to use a clearing in a sense that isn't designed for it, but it could help. So, you know, you'd have to, if you wanted to have it, you know, work successfully, then you have to wait till I do one of those calls again. And you probably don't even know where there's pins. Now, if you're walking and say your knee hurts you all the time, then, yeah, you could have pins there. So you may, you know, work with the pins a little bit and see if it can help you. But there's not a lot of horsepower on that clearing to do that work. But it may work. But don't expect, you know, I wouldn't want you to say, boy, Ron, I did this pin call and this other call on this here, and I must be all better now. No. You know, like I said, you're lucky to have 10% of it done, and that'd probably be a high percentage. So, you know, wait till I do those calls again. But you could try it. So back to you.
Okay. Great, Ron. Someone wrote, any alien interaction takes away my peace, and just being on the prison planet hologram matrix. Do any of the clearings, is their suggestion, and then they, I think, sort of didn't finish their thought, but being a time-traveling soldier, I guess they're saying it helps them, which I understand that that's it's a benefit. So I guess for now, Ron, you don't need any more people to enlist. If you did, you'd let us know, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. If there are people listening, you can ask. So if, you know, what has been happening the last few months is if enough people make the request that they would like to be enlisted in special forces with the time-traveling soldiers who are literally battling aliens, make that request of Ron, and if he gets enough people, then he might consider a little more, some more enlistments. So this is might be an interesting thing to talk about, because I'm not sure exactly what this energy really means, but hi, Ron, please explain. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The first part is explain how the two-for-one offer works. So Kathy did discuss that on last night's show, which will be up on the archive soon, or you may send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you the explanation that's written. It's also now on the BBS radio station page. So Ron does have a two-for-one offer for his healings that are, you know, a nice financial benefit for us all, and you can learn more about that on your own and look that up. Now, here's the thing that's interesting. The same person, please, can we visit the room with Christ energy on the light ship? Thank you for all you do. It's taken me a far way. So I don't know if you've talked about this before, Ron, but what does that mean, Christ energy? Is it the same as Jesus energy? Like if we went to this room?
I don't know. I don't know about that, okay?
Right. Okay.
I never referred to that energy as that. So, you know, it might be, it's a valid question, but I have never connected to the Christ energy, okay?
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why I was so curious about it, because I don't know if I've ever, I don't think I've ever heard you talk about that before. So would for instance, would it be a room we could visit to go visit Jesus, or not? I think you've said before he doesn't really want to, you know, his spirit's on the light ship, but he doesn't really want to be bothered.
Well, in a sense, yeah, but I'll probably pass on it this time around because we have our birthday situation
okay.
going on here.
Okay, well, we have plenty of other rooms to visit, too. Okay. Someone wrote in parent stuff and clearing it. Is it really enough to stay away, since we have their stuff, in quotes, to help ourselves clear out the DNA or densities? Would you say that being aware of the habits, patterns like anger of the soul family might be good? We could get a hint of what to clear. How does being self-empowered come into play here and not being affected? Or should we just stay away? Right, really good question. Or should we just stay away to maintain one's peace?
Yeah, just stay away. You know, you could be looking at all different types of situations and dramas and traumas and, you know, really going mental with stuff. And, you know, you need to know what you need to clear out of yourself to get rid of the mental stuff. So basically just keep everything very simple and do the clearings that we recommend doing. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in, "Hi Ron, driving to work at rush hour takes me out of peace. However, I play the 12 source energies on the way to work and on the way home every day. If I didn't have this wonderful tool, I might not have a job to go to. Thanks so much. I also run the auric field protection clearing while at work. I use it for containment for customers, managers, and coworkers, and to be more heart-centered." Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. When I find myself running a program in my head from a song and mind looping it, I take the tune of the song and sing out the words to the mind a heart drop. It's fun and gets me off the looping of the words of the song. That's really a great idea. So I have a tune. I sing to the words. When I sing the words of the mind to heart drop when I'm out and about, and it works wonders. Singing seems to be okay. More so, I guess she means not talking to yourself. What takes me out is answering the phone. Have to have the entity and alien attack for shapeshifters running 24/7. I do the Be Here Now. The time stop is great, too, and the 12 source energies, and saying, I now increase my life force energy. All the tools are a game changer. Thanks, Ron. Very nice.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, maybe what the person who asked about Christ energy really means ascension energy. That's possible, but... Okay. Someone has a question, will Atlantis and Lemuria be on the new Earth?
Don't know. And how do you know that it was ever there to begin with? It may not have ever been the reality here. That's what people talk about. But have you ever seen, you know, I know people talk about where the locations are or have been, and they put a name to it. But, you know, it just think of it as a hologram. So maybe the aliens needed to drop in a hologram, an overlay, and then make it solid here and then take it away. So was it created by the new Earth, or was it brought in here by aliens? If it was brought in here by aliens, it will never be there. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, we let the quarter of the hour go by, so it's time to go to the light ship.
Okay, everybody, here we go. So we need you to think of one particular situation that you want to have healed with you. And just keep repeating that maybe every 15 seconds. And here we go. So go into the light ship. This only works live when you're listening. So I'm going to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, plants. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And what's the first room you'd like to go into, Anne?
Penthouse view of real stars.
Here we go. Going to that location. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room, please.
The seahorse room.
Okay, and here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
The rainbow room.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The centrifuge room.
Okay, use the word stronger here. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
Ooh, that feels good. The orca room.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do one more room here.
The white unicorn room.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Now we'll do our birthday party for people who were born in October. So we're going to go to the food court now and get our desserts, our ice cream, cakes, pies, desserts, whatever you are choosing there. And it will be instantly brought forward to you. A very, very small portion, like the size of a pencil eraser, typically. And you're at free choice to decide what you would like to have. So I'll have the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the hot fudge and all the different toppings on it, and, you know, ice cream, whipped cream, some cherries, some nuts on it. And it's still very small, and it's all nourishing, so you won't really gain any weight, but you will feel full. And you can ask for seconds and thirds of whatever you're requesting or try something else. So here we go. We're having that now. And the light beings are there. They're going to be singing happy birthday to the people born in this particular month of October. So here we go. Happy birthday, everybody. And enjoy your birthday dessert here. And we'll now come back from the light ship. And you're getting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants to join you now. And I'll come to 5 to bring you back here. Right now, you're out of time. Completely, no longer on alien stuff. You're in source energy. And here we go. Coming back, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that looks pretty good. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, that was... wonderful, Ron, as always. Okay, somebody wrote in some other ways they stay peaceful and on the new earth. They do the space clearing and the harmonic frequency clearing. Those both bring them to peace. And the pictures that you activate, the light being pictures that were bought at the expo and also ordered online. That's another fun reason to go to the expo if you can, if you're in the New York area, because Ron has wonderful 8x10 pictures of the creation lightship beings, and he'll activate them personally for you. And they're just wonderful to have around your home because they're always emitting peace energy. And a listener sent in a suggestion to the person talking about maintaining peace away from family members, they could consider doing the family imprinting cording removal and also the soul family disconnection.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Someone has a question on tomorrow's conference call. Going to the lightship, do we stay there for the next 30 days? And if yes, what is happening there for the next 30 days? Thank you.
The next 30 days, yeah, that would be correct, yes. And the light beams are looking inside of you and everywhere else to find the energies of corruption and darkness that the aliens have given you, along with looking for artificial AI programs and things like that that are contaminating you or alien body parts, and then trying to find where they took your physical fingers and hands, arms, and whatever else, and they clean you out. You have no knowledge of this here. You're not going to be inside, we'll say, the light ship, because in quarantine you're basically outside of it. So you won't be able to ask questions or give them information about, I stubbed my toe today, can you help me with that? But they don't do that. This is strictly all stuff that's devoted to getting rid of the alien parasitic life forms and the things inside of you that have taken away your physical body parts and stealing your spirit. So that's what you're doing in quarantine. It's not a physical healing, although it could turn into that as they find stuff. But, it's not something that you're going to be requesting to have help with, because they won't hear you because you're not on the light ship with me to be able to do that. So you're in quarantine. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. Somebody sent in a testimonial. I ran the alien oxygen code removal all night as I slept. Since I'm a smoker, I noticed that my lungs felt completely clear when I woke up this morning. It's amazing. Is it possible that the clearing removed tar from my lungs? It sure feels that way. I feel great. Thank you, Ron.
I would say that'd probably be pretty correct, yeah. And maybe they replaced parts of your lungs. That could be a possibility, too. So, and, you know, you may also look at other situations on the clearings that we have, the whole lifetime ones, and just see if any of the other clearings may also help your lungs. So, you know, we have the clearing that is for the body system rejuvenation, which is a great one to do, but I'm more or less looking at what other body could be contaminated causing a lung problem associated with you smoking. So let's just look at that. So you're smoking, so let's just take the word smoke. So maybe in the past, your ancestors passed, maybe they had problems with their lungs as they were involved with being in forest fires, or maybe too close to a camp stove or something, a fire of some type. Maybe they had a problem with being, let's just say, there's videos on, I think it's Pennsylvania, but it could be other states too where they have coal miners. I might be wrong with the state, but I think it's Pennsylvania, where they're, had all the coal mine stuff. So that would be contamination inside of the lungs. And so in this lifetime, you're not a coal miner. And I'm not saying that you were in that lifetime, but it's in your genetics. So maybe, one of your ancestors had that, or your parents' ancestors, let's put it that way, have had that. And that's, copy and pasted onto you. And so now you're dealing with maybe smoker's cough, situations with, being a smoker, et cetera. And it's not really from cigarettes back then. It's because your lungs got contaminated some other way. maybe you were around a volcano going off. And that also caused, you know, problems and havoc with your lungs. And, you know, you're just looking at it in this lifetime, maybe, as, yeah, I'm a smoker and I have this condition. Well, it may not even be. I'm not saying that smoking is good, but, you know, I'm saying that it may be something else. So you may want to look at that. Maybe, you know, the person, you know, was suffering for, let's just say, 10 years. They had, like, what are they, you know, that black lungs or whatever, coal miner's disease or something, and they were suffering and they couldn't breathe. And that was passed on to you. And now the only thing that's around, since you're not a coal miner where you are, is cigarette smoking. And so the cigarette smoking could, in this lifetime, be associated with, you know, being a coal miner, which means that you want to go in, if you feel that's correct. I'm just, you know, drawing at straws here to give you an example. But, you know, it could indicate that, yeah, you have this situation, and I better do a trauma clearing. I could do an anger clearing. Maybe I was really greedy back then, wanting to make lots of money, so I worked extra time to make money. Remember, it's still you, but it's in your DNA. It doesn't matter if you were physically born in that lifetime or not. You now have it, so you own it. So that's in your bag of tricks, you will say, in your, you know, backpack full of all the gunk. And so you're responsible for that because the aliens gave it to you and you're trying to clear it out of you. Unfortunately, that's the way it works. Otherwise, you could die from that, from, you know, having a lung problem from the distant past. So look at it. So what would a coal miner go through? I'm sure you could all figure out what it could be. It could be sadness of dying, you know, angry, loneliness. Maybe your wife, if you were a man, said, you know, you got this disease here and you're going to live for 2 years and I'm going to, you know, jump ship here and find somebody that's healthy. And I'm not going to, you know, get involved with somebody in this town because they're all coal miners. I want to move out, you know, to Wyoming or someplace. So she jumped ship, and now you're lonely. You're angry because she left. The money that you thought you'd make now isn't doing any good for you because you can't use it. You know, there's all different types of things. So you have to look at the situation a little more in detail. And so that's how I would approach this. Because there's probably a whole lifetime clearing or two that you don't even think you need, but that could be the problem, and you could get even more of a healing completed with you. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, Ron, that's really amazing. And what I thought of when I read that email, too, is that, first of all, thank you for the reminder of what a great healing that is, but also that we need to know that the healings work. And if you woke up this morning with that message, that's gone from my lungs and I feel great, then know that you're healed and go forward, right? You don't want to question things too much.
Well, no, and especially you don't want to be around people who's going to bring it up to you. Because
right.
You don't want to be corded back into the past, because once you have a healing and you feel great, all of your friends may not want you to feel great. Because remember, that was a conversation piece when you see them, you know, at the lunch table or something, or, you know, on your coffee breaks or whatever. So they'll say, hey, man, how come you're talking better and you're breathing better and you're not sniffling and you're not spitting up all the time, you know, whatever you did. You may just decide, you know, I wouldn't tell them anything, number one, because that makes you a target. So if you say, yeah, you know, I went on this website, it's, you know, and I did this here, and they look at you and roll their eyes back because the implants will go off. And don't even try to convince them of anything. That's probably the last thing you ever want to do, because they could be, you know, good church-going people and now thinking that the devil, you know, healed you or something, and thinking that, wow, he didn't ask Jesus for this healing, and he got healed, and that must be darkness or witchcraft or something, and we got to pray for him and get the congregation of 1,000 people because he was a sinner and he thinks he got saved, but it wasn't from Jesus, and we got to help this guy out, you know. So you want to not tell anybody about it. Walk away, Renee. know that it's done, because you can bring it back through energetic cording, and don't question it. And typically, if your body can sense and feel healthy, I'll just say for like a week, you know, 5 days, 7 days, something like that, you're probably, you know, because your body is going to know each day that it's better. So you're actually training your body that, yeah, hey, man, this is great. And what I had before is gone. So your body now will start to look into wellness and working toward that wellness and understanding it. And now that's its reality. So you don't want to take your mind, because your mind will screw it up. You know, just know that it's done. Done and over with. Walk away, Renee, and just feel wonderful. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Basically, it's kind of time to say goodbye, but I just want to read one testimonial that came in from the wonderful brain partition healing you did on last Wednesday's show. The last couple of days after the brain partition clearing, I've noticed I have more clarity. My communication feels easier both in my speaking and writing. Thank you.
Very good. Wonderful.
We can do the mind to heart drop.
Yep. Okay, so this we do on every show now, maybe the last couple of years, I guess, maybe longer, I don't know. But if you're a newbie, you can count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And we do it 3 times only because most people, the first time through, it can work for maybe, I'll just say to pick a number percentage, maybe 25% of the people. The second time you do it, it may work for maybe, say, 90% of the people. The third time, everybody has it done. So after you do this for about a week, remember, you're doing two things. You're kind of validating and knowing, because, you know, your mind's going to go, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, it's a bunch of words and might be mumble-jumble to you, you know. The mind may not understand it. And then all of a sudden you're peaceful, and now you go, wow, what happened here? My mind, the mind is no longer active. and so those thoughts that I had, they're gone. And the mind is going, uh-oh, what's going on here? You know, I'm at peace too. So it validates that the clearing works for you instantly, you know, 20 seconds. And then you're opening up the energy channel to drop that in. And you're connecting to your spirit. So basically, there's, you know, those things are what's going on. So if you've done it for like a week and you go, wow, you know, I did this about 30 times in a week, and now I'm going to start doing it, that's 3, 2, 1 to save some time. So here we go. We'll do it the long way first for newbies. So you have to say out loud, or you can whisper it if you're in your office, or just run to the bathroom or something, or walk and say it so they're not, you know, focusing on you. So here we go. So you want to say out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it should be at peace now. And you can hold that as long as nobody interferes with you. And I'll just say thank you for listening, everybody. Tomorrow we have our 7-hour conference call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific and in the morning. And we'll see you later. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.